This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.
Okay, we've approached the 9 o'clock hour, and we'll call the meeting to order.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty
and justice for all. Okay, the minutes have been distributed. We have a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve minutes.
I'll second that. Motion. All in favor?
Aye.
CMAC Resolution 733, and let's go to CMAC. This is a CMAC attachment, Resolution 733, resolution authorizing the submission of an application for federal funding through the air quality program administered by the Wyoming Department of Transportation for Johnson County for the purpose of the purposes of the 25 dust mitigation project. Do we have a motion to approve the dust mitigation resolution 733?
Yeah, I make a motion to approve the CMAC resolution 733. Scott, do you have anything to add?
You want me to just touch on the application real quick?
Oh, I didn't see that.
I just slipped in. Good morning. Yeah, basically this is our CMAC application. That's part of the process, is that resolution that you just went through. Basically is what we're looking at this year. It's a 2080 match. Our match will be $66,925.03. The federal funding portion will be $267,713, roughly at a cost of $7,247.46 a mile, for a total project of $334,625.16. This is, of course, the CMAC is used on industrial impacted roads, which in Johnson County are gravel, bentonite, uranium, oil, gas, and so forth. The roads that we're looking at under this application this year are Streeter Road at 12 miles, 3T Road at 7 miles, Lower Sussex at 6 miles, Reno Road at 5 miles, TW Road at 5 miles, Trabian Road at 7 miles, and Shell Creek Road at 4 miles. And this application just kind of reflects, as we've kind of seen in the last few years, the request for these dollars have gone up with more counties participating in the program. And then the other thing is the cost of doing business has gone up so much, they allocate $2 million. So when you start more counties applying and the cost per mile goes up, the amount of money that we receive is less. So that's kind of where we're at. And that's a grand total of 46 miles on this application this year. So,
miles as fast have we done?
103. So we're considerably less. That's kind of why you've seen in our budget this year that we budget those extra dollars for dust abatement. We'll pick up some of those other roads that are heavily impacted. And then also, like on Grub Road, Halliburton helps us with that product. They buy the product. Of course, we do the prep work and stuff. Anytime we get those kind of relationships going, we sure promote them. It's kind of picked up, too. We've got quite a few more local residents that are buying the product. For, like, Lake Ridge is a good one. I think there must be, there are actually four or five that do it now?
Yeah.
That come in, and they'll do 1,000 feet in front of their house. Of course, we do the prep work and that sort of stuff, and they just pay for the application and the product. So that seems to be more popular. I had a couple in yesterday that was looking They're looking at some on the end of Klondike Road and so forth. So as that kind of gets out there, yeah, people are kind of stepping up and understanding when you build on the edge of the county road that you're going to have dust, and that's the way to mitigate it. So this has been a very, very successful program for Johnson County. We've used it for 16, 17 years now, and we've always, like I said, it's one of those federal projects. What's nice about it is the dollars hit the road. I mean, there's a lot of you have your engineering in it and your bid process and stuff, but then the dollars hit the road. So that's pretty unusual for a federal dollars. And these are federal dollars that pass through YDOT, which passes to us. So, and Bob actually sits on that committee. I want to thank Bob for his time on that committee. Hopefully we can get another Johnson County Commissioner on that committee in the future. And so Bob gets to look at all the applications and see the needs. So
we appreciate all your effort on that program. It's been, like I said, it's been very successful, and I just kind of wanted to point out the fact that we've been cut completely in half on that dust mitigation program. It's been extremely successful.
Yes, I would agree with that 100%. It's one of those that's definitely underfunded. And they're, we've lobbied and lobbied. I know when that federal dollars come down to YDOT, I think they get like 32 million, and then out of that, 2 million come to the counties. And it seems like that's pretty lopsided. It would be nice to see those dollars come up. But I mean, when it comes to road maintenance and so forth and projects, and everybody's tight. So.
And this all takes place in the spring, correct?
Yes. This application will go through. I think the committee starts looking. They're due the 15th of August. We'll get ours. We're ready to turn ours in. They look at them, and then I think they go to the committee sometime in September. Committee reviews them, makes their selections, and then after their selections, then they have to go to the Wyoming Highway Commission, and then they do the final approval, and then they kick back to us, and then we start the process of our bidding. We have to put together all of our bidding forms and so forth, and then that's when we get in to the environmental part, where we have to solicit the fish, wildlife, game and fish, Corps of Army engineers, and so forth, with any concerns on any of these roads that we're treating. And that's kind of the reason why you don't see Dead Horse and Schoonover on the list, is those are red flag roads. I can go in there with county forces, county funds, and get it done and not have such restrictions and support to do it. Because a couple years ago, we had some restrictions on Schoonover Road because we were so close to Leck. And it's funny how that works. I can go in there and do general county maintenance on that road anytime I want, but you would think doing a surface treatment, it would fall under the same thing. I can go in, water, blade it, do whatever. There's just certain timeline. That one, I think, was between 9 and 3 in the afternoon. I could work on the road. But if I'm doing it with general county funds, then I can get it done. So.
Okay. We've got a motion on the floor and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you, Scott.
One quick question. Was Mr. Novotny going to be back in town here?
In town later this week.
Oh, okay. There's in the actual packet, there's some signatures that will have to be done to sign it. There's a lobby certificate in there that Madam Clerk will have to sign and so forth. So there looks like there's one, two, three, four, five, about six signatures we'll have to get done on that.
Which one of the things we're holding for signature, so we'll make sure. I'll get them to Kristen, and then the second.
So do you just...
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just give this to you.
I'll be out all next week, and that has to be turned in
next week. Can you email me where to send it?
Yes. Okay. Remind me, but yes.
Okay.
I will do that. It has to be submitted next week. So
okay.
For my Monday Tuesday.
Otherwise, I'll have
to
go
with those
guys. Do you have any more?
I don't.
Well, thanks, Scott, for all you do.
Hot and dry, and looking for some rain.
so.
Thank you.
We can do about that. Okay, next order of business is Land Use Planning Steering Committee appointments. Mr. Waller, will you not fill in the bills?
Yes, commissioners. So, you know, we're in the middle of starting that land use plan update process. We selected the contractor. I've had a couple of kickoff meetings. Well, I had a kickoff meeting and then an update meeting. And we're looking for a committee. So we advertised back a month ago or so to solicit some membership or some interest in serving on a steering committee to update that land use plan. Planning and zoning will also be on that committee. And so the consultant had initially put this application kind of together based off of some of the work that was done down in Carbon County. And we got, you know, a pretty good response. I had to reach out to some various entities or people to see if they were interested, and this is really all we had. The last four came in, and they're all in the same area. And so generally the consultant is desiring somewhere between 10 and 14 people to be on the committee. I talked to Planning and Zoning Chairman last week, and she agreed that the Planning and Zoning Commission should be part of that drafting and updating process to serve in addition to some lay citizens throughout the community. Planning and Zoning just said, make sure we don't end up with an even number of people. But I don't think it would really matter at a steering committee level because all action taken to move a plan forward just involves the five Planning and Zoning Commission members. So anyway, you definitely had, you know, some interest, and I think everybody saw Bill's email this morning because he's not available, just with his thoughts. I think you need to have a minimum of six appointments out of the, what have we got, eight applications or nine applications, and then recognize that those last like three or four are all from the same area of the county. They all live on the same little private road. So I think their interest is, I think there's some valid concern with where they live in keeping the county, you know, rural. We talked at the last consultant meeting that I had 2 weeks ago, and there was some discussion about how to get possibly the tourism board and possibly the some representation in this process with through the JOCO. And I am offering a suggestion of once we have a steering committee appointed, planning and zoning, and we have meetings moving forward, we put a formal invitation to those two boards because those are aspects that affect land use in Johnson County, and they, you know, they influence what happens in our community. I think economics and tourism both are huge. We had some representation from some interested, you know, candidates that own large land and are involved in agriculture. One of the applicants is a bank, and I have had to deal with the him and the bank, and you know, lending institutions with new construction, large acreage parcels, subdivision regulation. So anyway, don't really pay attention to that date. The idea was is we wanted to have a cutoff, and I think I listed it on the application accidentally as the 31st of July, and I think the intention was we wanted it by the end of July, beginning of August, to make this meeting so that your board could make decisions and we could start that notification process.
Do you, does the Planning and Zoning Board have any recommendations on people that they think that bring coming to the table that we might not see?
Well, I talked to the chairman last week, But as of really Friday, I only had 4 applications. And then from, you know, really like Thursday, Friday is when I got the other applications from down on Traving Road. And there's been some concern down there about ongoing development over the last few years. And so when Julie came in and talked to me, just getting ready for planning and zoning's meeting tonight, she knew of the 4 first, you know, the first people, and she actually, I had added Theo's when she came in and seen who had applied. She said it's a pretty broad, you know, broad spectrum, and I think you want a broad spectrum so that it's not a specific targeted, because we're going to be dealing with the entire county and all walks of life, and so I think sometimes you have to have people that have knowledge and sometimes people that have not very much knowledge and want to learn and understand what's important, key values for the county moving forward.
I've reviewed them and I've got some that I would recommend, but say there's some folks here that I don't know. And I don't know whether they'd be excellent or not. So I think that I'll refer to Jeff and let's see what he has for recommendations.
I see, what, 5 total off of Traving?
4. There should be 4. Beck.
Sandra Cassidy, Greg, and Amy, and Rebecca.
Oh, yeah, I guess I forgot Cassie was at the start of Trading.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of heavy on that side when we're looking at the whole county.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the rest I think are good on here. I would like to see, you know, on my opinion, is just not having it so. Having 5 guys from Traving on there on
one committee.
Yeah.
I think they're overrepresented too.
I would like to see maybe another guy on a KC personally. I see we only have 1 person on there. Maybe we could reach out and try to get some more people out, you know, like that Southern end to have a voice in this too. I mean, 1 voice versus, you know, 5 on Traving. So.
Do we have some suggestions on how to do that? Because this was advertised for 4 weeks in the paper.
I just have to go to the old school and just get a phone and call a few of them. And reach out and see.
Okay.
And I kind of agree with Jeff on, we ought to have at least 1 more from the southern end of the county. Southeastern part of the county should be represented. We've got a pretty fair representation for Northern Johnson County with Cassie and Theo. They're well versed in the entire northern end of the county, as well as some in the southern. But the Paytons, I think, would be excellent. But I don't think that both 2 members of 1 family ought to be on the board or on the steering committee. I'm sorry. So. Do you need a recommendation from the commissioners today?
Well, I think it would be good to get started, but I'd also like to make sure that we get some kind of a recruitment process to get a few more individuals. I mean, it's not like we have a phone book, and I can't go in and just look up everybody's phone number on the internet. So, like, we have to, I have very few limits on what I can do, and I recognize, and I've talked to Y2 consultants about people's interest and where we sit politically in the environment with that, the likes and dislikes of the government. There has been a lot of online discussion about what the county is doing. There's been some talk about, you know, we're regulating. I've everybody that's come into my office and this topic comes up, I let them know the facts. The facts are the plan is from 2005. The data is from 24 years ago. Johnson County's grown 1,700 people from then. Things have changed. There's 450 vacant subdivision lots that were created. And where we are today in 2024, I think the county has to evaluate and plan ahead so that it can be mitigated by road and bridge and various things that we have going on in the community. So I'd say if you want to appoint the ones you feel comfortable with and or leave it open, we can definitely try to get the extra interest and come back in hopefully in a couple weeks with maybe potentially some additional citizens.
I have some people I'm just thinking different spots throughout the county, Jim, and I do have some people in mind. We got meetings pretty much throughout the afternoon today, so maybe tomorrow you and I can get together and I'll sit down and
try to get
some of these names out and maybe just put this on hold until the next meeting.
Okay.
That's just what I think.
And then you can consider all of them. You know, and hopefully Bill will be here and won't just have to send us a quick email of his thoughts. I know that he's very concerned, and I definitely want to make sure that as we move forward with that committee that we do get the maybe some of these chairmans of some of these or chair people of some of these other boards invited so that they can be part of that process, because we are going to talk about demographics and we're going to talk about economics and we're going to also talk about that impact and effect on the county land use, you know, in the unincorporated areas. And I think that's kind of been the one thing with the online discussion is we're working on a plan. There's a lot of things going on that the plan will assist us with, and those decisions are way above us. And so I've tried to let people know that the plan is something that is extremely important for Johnson County to have a voice when our land mass is, you know, 30-40% owned by the federal government. So we have land use decisions that are going to come to affect us, and that's kind of our way of saying, hey, we're important, and this is what's important here. So I'll just get a text message, and I can reach out to everybody that let me know and just say, hey, look, the commissioners want to wait till that August 16th or whatever the next meeting is, and then hopefully we'll have maybe five extra additional names.
Yeah, and if we could broaden it, you know, bring somebody out of Powder River, maybe find somebody up out of Hazleton. You know, it's a whole county project. I think we need to reach out Sussex and make it a complete county instead of, you know, the majority sitting right here, especially within a 7-mile stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really think that would be somebody from the city that lives here in the city of Buffalo. It's 50% of our population.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And we might be able to refer to Scott maybe and see if he's got somebody in mind because he's around this area a lot. So
that's pretty well versed all over the county.
So I think I'll get together with you tomorrow and we'll sit down.
Okay.
And look at some meetings.
Okay. There was a lot of talk and discussion on does the county have a Facebook page? What's the county's social media stance? Because that would be hitting a lot of people. And I said the county doesn't have anything like that right now at this time. And I don't know. That's something that I know we keep intersecting. And as we go forward in these times, maybe that's something the county should consider. So anyway, I will pass this on and I'll talk to you tomorrow. I sure appreciate it, though, guys.
Thank you, Jim, for your input.
Thank you.
We will table the appointment of the steering committee until our next meeting, which I think is August 20th.
Sounds good.
Okay, moving on. We have Election Day services in the clerk's office.
Yeah, we respectfully request, it's tradition that we are closed to regular business on election day, mainly so that we would be available if there was an issue at any of the polling places, we could send people. We will be open for accepting any absentee ballots. We accept them until 7 p.m. And other than that, we request that we be closed for regular business on August 20th and November 5th for the primary and the general election.
Okay, we have the request from the clerk's office to be closed on August 20th and what other day?
November 5th.
November 5th. do we have a motion to approve that request?
Make a motion to approve the request for closure of August 20th and November 5th.
And I'll second that motion. Is there any discussion? Being none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Madam Clerk?
I'll just keep going. I have, you guys have in front of you an application from Taylor's Invasion Bar for a catering permit for the Rodriguez Wedding Reception that's going to be held on August 24th. All of her fees have been paid and her application is in order, so I request approval of that catering permit.
One question, because on here it says August 17th.
On
this permit that I'm looking at for Lane Rodriguez Wedding Reception, which will be held at Johnson County Fairgrounds on August 17, 2024.
Yeah.
Where are you reading that? This application says 8/24.
On the letter.
Oh. Get clarification on the date, and if it is the 24th, I'll ask the town of KC to send us an updated letter. And if it is the 17th, I'll submit another application. But I would respectfully request that you approve it based or contingent on correction of that date.
Any approval for catering permit for a catering permit for Taylor's Invasion Bar and for August 24th, unless we have a correction submitted by the town of KC before then.
Make a motion to approve that.
Okay, motion to be made. Second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So,
sorry I didn't catch that, guys. Yeah. I'll get that
clarified. Okay, we've come to time to approve the voucher or reject them. That better have a really good reason to reject them.
Well, that was a good option.
Otherwise, you have to face Becky.
Yeah, and I'm not going.
We have vouchers presented for approval in the amount of $423,339.98.
I didn't see anything that jumped out at me.
I didn't either. I looked at them yesterday and this morning. I found that. Did you?
I looked at
them. Oh, we got a motion from Mr. Shelley, and I'll second the motion. Any discussion? Call in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Pay the bills. Okay, now that we come to a time of public comment. Anybody in the audience like to make a comment on anything or an update on anything that they're doing? Tourism board, media? Yes, sir.
Name? Yeah, can I come up? I have a couple of questions.
Certainly.
Statements.
Would you state your name? And
I'm Mark Paolino. I am new to the area. I've been here, I'm licensed, registered to vote now. I moved into South Bypass Road, and I have some issues I'd like to discuss.
Come on up.
Sir, could you please spell your last name for me?
P-A-O-L-I-N-O.
Thank you.
I came from the People's Republic of New Jersey, but not to worry, I bring no liberal ideology. I'm probably to the right of Genghis Khan and Attila the Hun. What's that?
You're a little bit liberal, but it'll be all right.
Yeah. But
One question is, the sheriff is an elected county official. Should he not be at these meetings?
He is here fairly often. It depends upon what...
Oh, so he does come in on occasion.
He was here the last three meetings.
Okay, I was just curious. A little bit about my background. I worked in the medical center for 26 years in Atlantic City. I'm a surgical assistant, respiratory therapist. I worked at the NSA for 14 years. I was a police officer and security specialist. Those decisions to spy on Americans were way above my pay grade. But I know a lot about security and issues like continuation of operations if things happen that go bad. You know, I mean, we're kind of starting into World War III, and I don't expect nothing to happen here right away, but I think we should have contingency plans, you know, if things do happen. I'm very experienced in this. You know, I'm 20 years military. I know, don't do the math, 16 was reserve, you know. I've Army, Navy as a hospital corpsman, but out of the 17 years with the Navy Reserves, I did 11 with the Marine Corps as a hospital corpsman. I'm very experienced in medical issues. And I'm just interested in setting up if potential things happen. You know, I don't expect nothing right away, but it's always good to be prepared. Like, we had a thing called Fleet Hospital, kind of like the MASH. We had up to 1,000 beds and tents. You know, if there's like real disasters, we could combine with Sheridan and maybe Gillette and set up, a Fleet Hospital. Everything is in tents, they're all insulated. They have equipment in it, you know, they can set up in a couple days. You know, and I'm just, you know, worst case scenario. Just like years ago when that DC-10 crashed in, Iowa? You know, they always criticize the guy for being, you know, overzealous about being prepared. And because he was, things turned out a lot better. You know, I'm retired now, so I do have the time, and I just would like to get involved. You know, it's just, you know, like I said, I have some ideas, and I just like to be prepared. You know, the old Boy Scout motto.
We have a emergency management coordinator, and we also have a search and rescue.
Yeah, I tried to join. They want me to wait a year until I learn the area, which I understand.
But we don't have anything, I've got a...
Sir, I'm Kristen Friedrich. I'm the nurse manager with Public Health. We have a emergency preparedness response coordinator through Public Health as well that also takes volunteers. She works with the emergency manager. And if you'd like, you may stop into Public Health and get her contact information, and she's always looking for volunteers.
Yes, I'll talk to you afterward.
Okay.
Try to get some information. But some things are... I'm going to be at the meeting on the 14th. They're going to be more on the state level. If things get really bad, and I'm wondering how the state is handling this, you know, our friendly friends, FEMA, you know, I think we should intervene and pass some legislation because they have the right, you know, these are prepared people in this state. You know, they take care of themselves. And they have the right to come in and take food, weapons, ammo, communication devices. You know, this has been passed since the 60s. And I think we should put a halt to that. You know, just kind of like a sanctuary, just, you know, no, you're not coming in here and taking everybody's stuff so we can distribute it to entitlement people, you know, in the big cities.
We'll put you in contact with... our emergency management coordinator and the public health folks, and you can always stop by the sheriff's office and get a hold of the sheriff, Mr. Oden, Sheriff Odenbaugh.
Yeah, I talked to him on the phone before. I'm like I said, I was federal police, you know, at the NSA and the CIA. But we were also security specialists. You know, I know a lot about security, continuation of operations, and because if things went down, you know. But one of the deputies said they were talking about maybe doing some reserve sheriffs, which I would like to do.
Okay. Well, that's about the only recommendation that we can make for you.
Okay. Yeah, that works. You know. Like I said, I'd love this community, you know what I mean? And I really want to try to get involved. No, I don't have no desire to become elected in anything. I'm retired.
Okay, well, thank you for your comments.
Yes, sir.
Now it brings it to a time of executive session for some legal matters. And adjourn from the... we have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Well, you just need a motion to go into
executive session.
I make a motion to go into executive session at 9:36.
I second that motion. We will be recessed until after our executive session, and we'll reopen that.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.